Erev Shabbos, Parshas Tzav, Shabbos HaGadol. Of course, when you say the word Shabbos HaGadol, it reminds us of the Jewish people, our ancestors, that took the sheep, the Avodah Zorah of the Mitzrim, the Shabbos, and tied it to their beds. A tremendous, one of the many displays of Emunah of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. And we are certainly in a situation today that requires a tremendous work in our emunah b'Hashem. Kol man da'ovid rachman alatava ovid. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the best. Everything that's happening in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I wasn't sure if I should start off with my feelings or say a word on the Haftorah, but I think I'm actually going to just go with my feelings. And that is that weeks ago, people said, oh, this could be really serious, and so on. And maybe there was the doctors, certainly some rabbanim in terms of being careful and so on. But one of the feelings and the thoughts that I had is that it sounds like Lahavdil Elf Alfei Havdalot, certainly in certain respects, that is like the Nevi'im, they're warning about certain calamities that were about to befall, and the idea was to wake up. Now, what we've said already for the past few weeks in this forum, that it's all Hashem. And of course, you have to follow the natural Shemirah. You have to take precaution. There's no question about it. But we know that, like I said, I think it's 3 weeks ago already, that even more than the physical guarding of ourselves that we have to do, the medical aspect of it, from a Ruchnius perspective, it has to be that much more. And seemingly, we're not getting the idea. It's something that's affecting our community very intensely. And those that said a few weeks ago, oh, it only affects the people that are older, we see, unfortunately, that has not been the case. People around my age, which I think is not so old, have been taken from us. Besoch Yomov. And that's what I feel like. I feel like the same way the Nevi'im warned, and people said, whatever. Maybe even the Mabul, right? Noach told people, there's going to be a Mabul. So to be here, we had, I don't want to say ample time, but we sort of had ample time over the last few weeks. Shape up. And I'm not saying we haven't been shaping up, but this is something that we have to take to heart. And like I said it again a minute ago, and I said it a few weeks ago, that there has to be, a Ruchnius response. Whether it's crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shari Demolos, Lo Ninalu, crying. And I've heard that there are people that have seen tremendous yeshuas with tefillos that have been said over the past week for people. Hundreds of tehillim and thousands of tehillim and thousands of tefillos, hundreds of thousands of tefillos, and davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our tefillos because they daven hard. And you have to say with the Gemara that how are we supposed to be Ma Yasa v'yinotzel mechevel Mashiach? How can we be saved from mechevel Mashiach? Which this certainly could be Yasa b'Torah gvilas chasadim, to learn Torah and gvilas chasadim. And the key is we have to continue to wake up. And I know it's hard. I also thought, I didn't realize how hard it is to have kavana when you're davening b'yichidus, right? And it's so important and so crucial to try to the best of our ability to daven slowly and clearly when we're davening b'yichidus and try to focus and turn to Hashem. Another way of doing chesed is to daven for Klal Yisrael, daven for cholim. It's a tremendous way to feel the tzar of Klal Yisrael. On that note, I just want to share with you two things. Firstly, when I went outside to do an errand in the parking lot, I met Rav David Segal, the son of Rav Don Segal Shlita. There were rumors that he wasn't well, but he told me they're not true. He happens to be in America, and he's oftentimes in America, and he's staying there for now because it's too hard to get back. I mean, whatever. Anyway, so he said it was actually fake news, and he told me, I asked him, what does your father say? What does Don Shlita say? So he said, he quoted from the from Yonah, Sefer Yonah. It says, "Kum lech el nivet," the second pasuk, "Kum lech el nivet ha'ir agdelo kra alah ki also ra'asam lefanai." Their bad ways have come up to me. Does it say anywhere here what exactly they did? No. The pasuk doesn't tell us. And says, Rav Don Segal, just like over there, it was unclear, but it affected the whole city of Nineveh. So too, Don said that since this magefa, this plague, is affecting the entire world, and it's nondescript, it means that every single nation, every single person, there's a different message. That every single person knows what they need to work on, and every single nation knows what they need to work on. That's what I think he was trying to tell me. Also, raw some lefanai. It says raw, right? For example, by the Mabul, it says Hamas. Right, that Hamas was the Makke Upatish. Hamas was the reason, which is referring to Gezel, was the reason why the Mabul was brought. But over here, when it came to the city of Nineveh, of course, this is going on the whole city, not on the whole world. But the point is that raw, also raw from the Fanai, the bad came upon me. And he was trying to tell me, Don was trying to say, that every single person has to introspect and realize and think, what is the message, does this message from Hashem mean to me, and what can I do to improve? Like we've said the last few weeks, everybody has to do something, whether it's enhancing their tefillah, working on emuna, learning a little bit more. Something has to be done, and the situation is very serious. And it warrants a serious response in Ruchnius. That being said, I looked in the words of the Chafetz Chaim. I heard, I'm not sure who was speaking, I heard somebody sent me a recording. The Chafetz Chaim said that Nisan is a time that's auspicious for Geula, to the extent that what was quoted by the Chafetz Chaim is saying that every day Nisan is like, there's a 50-50 chance that Mashiach could come, that the Geula could come. It's a very, very exciting statement that Nisan is a super auspicious time. And that we have to remember, Achakelo b'chol yom shiyavo, the Gula could come any minute. Achakelo b'chol yom shiyavo. And to think that there's a 50-50 chance every single day of Nisan that the Gula could come is something that should give us a tremendous amount of chizuk in that area. And when we think about understanding the Gula and Mashiach, Ikvisud Mashiach, it's always kedai to turn to the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim says in this week's Haftorah, he says, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi, the last Navi, the Navi Malachi, Asher Tzivisi Yoso B'chorev Al Kol Yisrael Chukim Yisprotim. Remember the Torah of Moshe Avdi that I commanded by Chorev to all the Jews. What? Chukim Yisprotim. And then what does it say in the next Pasuk? Hine Einochi Shalech Lechem Es Eliyahu Navi. I'm sending you Eliyahu Navi. And you see there's a correlation between Limud HaTorah and the Kim of the Torah and the coming of Eliyahu Navi. Hanovi Achron Chosim Sifru Be'azhar Lizko Torah Moshe Eved Hashem. So says the Chafetz Chaim. The Navi is warning us to remember Torah, which feels that Yizkul Yisrael Geula. Through Torah, through Limud HaTorah, we will have the Geula. Like it says in Sanhedrin Tzadi Tesman Beis, Ha'oisik B'Torah Lishma Mekar V'sa Geula. Rabosai, so many of us are sitting home with nothing to do. Right, I'm not saying it's easy to learn by yourself. I'm not saying, but we can listen to shiurim on Yoni Corona Chizuk. You can listen to shiurim on Pesach. You can listen Pesach. There are a gazillion shiurim on Pesach. There's so much we can do. I'm not saying you can't relax and can't take a breather. But what does the Gemara tell us? How you say Torah Lishma Mekarves the Gula? You want to bring the Gula? Learn more Torah. What does it mean? Al Kol Yisrael. Nobody is absolved from observing Torah. Nobody is absolved from learning Torah. That means not just nobody, no condition. I'm cooped up. I have no rebbeim that I can see in front of me live. Again, of course, there's Zoom, but it's not the same. There's no excuse. Al Kol Yisrael, says the Navi. There's no such thing as dafka mishpatim. The things I understand. No, chukim and mishpatim are together. Kirak oz nikras haTorah shleima. Torah is only complete if we accept the chukim and mishpatim. Im anu mikayim osabuchol bratevik dikdukel, to observe them properly. Hachukim and mishpatim yachad. Things we understand and things you don't understand. Umikeva and shanu nasas hamutzalenu. Once we do what we're expected and what is upon us. Betach yikayim Hashem is divoro l'shloch lanu es Eliyahu Navi levaser kulosenu. If we do what we're supposed to do, which is to daven properly and to learn properly and to do chesed and to be careful about doing averos, then says the words of the Chafetz Chaim, betach yikayim Hashem divoro. V'hamitzvah achrona shel tarig mitzvah satorah. What's the last mitzvah in the Torah? Higam kenal unim limud haTorah. Right, we see that the end of the Nevi'im and the end of the Torah is all about Limud HaTorah. Va'ata kisu l'chemes l'shir hazos. V'lom des b'nei Yisrael. V'laman nubo she'ikr kol ikrim hu Limud Torah Kedosha. V'kim mitzvos zeh kol ha'odom. So says the Chavetz Chaim. Rabosai, we've spoken about this in the past, and we have to drive it home. Again, daven hard that all the cholim should have a refuah shlema. There should be no more levayas. There should be no more p'tiris. We want everybody to have a refuah shlema. And daven me, from the depths of our heart, I said the Gemara and Brachos, Sharei Demos, Lo Ninalo, the gates of tears are not closed. But also, in addition to that, we need to be Osek in Torah. Whether it's in Yonei Pesach, whatever it is, listen to a shir, walk around, whatever it is, says the Novi to tell us what's going to bring the Gula. Says basically the Gemara, and the Gemara speaks it out. Ha'oisik b'Torah l'shma mikaravis ha'gula. Rabbi said we could do it. Everyone call echad according, every single person according to his strength, every person according to his situation. Learn a little bit more, another 5 minutes, another mesechta, another thing in Mishnaya, something. Keep on steiging, keep on growing to the best of your ability, and then we can say that we listened to the wake up call that our Kaddish Baruch Hu is sending us, and we can all play a role in the Geula Shlema. Have a wonderful Shabbos.